am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul, and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along, and we can sing more.
I would like to invite you to a soul level encounter. Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That's what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. You will hear the music that has charted the steps of their spiritual journey, that has provided a touchstone in the soul's dark night, and sung the heart's awe and joy when come to the light. Over the next hour, you will be a witness and companion to our guest's spiritual path and sacred testimony. Welcome to Song of the Soul.
Follow your heart, love will find you, truth will unbind you. Seek out a song of the soul and you'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along?
Have with me today Sandra McKinney. She is the religious leader at Unity Christ Center here in Eau Claire. Thank you, Sandy, for coming today to share songs of your spiritual journey with us.
I'm honored that you asked, Mark, and it's a joy to be here with you.
You brought in quite a diversity of music. What was the process that you went through in bringing these songs together?
This was really an exciting, insightful project. I had a lot of fun in putting it together, and I learned in working on this that I have bought CDs over time, and if they really spoke to me on a soul level, I still had them. So that was part of the process of knowing that they had been with me for maybe years for some of them, and then the willingness to release those that maybe didn't have that same kind of impact.
Has music been a major part of your life coming along? When did you first encounter music, and when did it get into your spiritual life?
I've always loved music. I'm a child of the 50s and came up with those very simplistic lyrics and songs from that era. I remember my 45 collection that was mountains high and very simple phonograph that played those. The song that really began my spiritual journey was One Day at a Time. That's the only one I couldn't find that I don't have a recording of. But that, I really think, is the first song that began my spiritual journey that was in my early 30s.
In which environment did you come into that song? Where did you hear it? What did it mean to you when you found it?
I first heard it when I was going into a treatment center. And I remember walking the railroad tracks at the center that was located out in the country and singing that song over and over at the top of my lungs.
So that one is one that arrived for you in your 30s. The next song that you have listed with us is by T-Rex, Children of the Revolution. Where did this become part of your journey?
The songs that I've picked really have been with me maybe the last 15 to 20 years. And some have come more recently, so they're not really in chronological order. I picked T-Rex and Children of the Revolution because of the beat. It's from a soundtrack for Billy Elliot, a film that I dearly loved, the message of that film. And the words not necessarily have as much meaning for me, other than for me it means something that I was not in my early days. I was not a child of the revolution. I was not someone who welcomed change or deepening. That came later. And so that song for me came later in my life.
This is Children of the Revolution by T-Rex. So what's the next song you have on your list of songs of your spiritual journey?
A song that we all know called Summertime, but performed by Randy Sabine, one of our regional artists who just works magic on the fiddle and other stringed instruments. I've been to several of Randy's concerts, and his music just speaks to my soul, and I love his spirit and how alive he is when he plays, and that message that gives me about wanting to be that alive and living my own life, and listening to his music does that for me. And as I'm a Leo baby, the song Summertime speaks to that.
This is Randy Sabine's version of Summertime. I see that you have two songs on your list that are by Elton John. The next one, how did this become one of your favorites?
This song's from Lion King, the song Circle of Life. I fell in love with the film Lion King, actually paid 6 times to see it because of the music, because of the soundtrack. The words to the Circle of Life certainly speak to my values that I hold today. They speak to the simplicity that I believe life can and needs to be. They speak to that deep inner core of the belief system that I hold. While Elton John was famous many years before I discovered him, it brought him into my life for the first time through Lion King.
Can you give me an example of something from the lyrics, the values that you're talking about that are yours and that are part of the song?
Again, that simple life and knowing the importance of relationship and how we're all connected.
And is that something that's part of your teaching as part of Unity?
Most definitely, yes.
This is Circle of Life. It's from The Lion King, and it's by Elton John.
Thank you.
I think with this next song, you're going to date yourself as being a child of the 50s, as you said. It's not one that was popular when I was growing up in basically the 60s, but it is one that I got to hear. Why did you pick this song?
Well, because of my childhood and the importance that Elvis Presley played in my life. I just felt I needed a song by Elvis, and I obtained a two-disc CD through Wisconsin Public Television. And all the songs on that CD are spirituals, which I believe from watching that documentary was Elvis's first love, was singing gospel. The song Why Me, Lord, kind of applied to a period in my life when it just seemed like there was one trouble after another. So those words resonated when I thought about that period of my life.
This is Elvis Presley singing Why Me, Lord.
I'd like to ask J.D. Sumner and the Stamps to sing one of my favorite songs, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do to deserve loving you and the kindness you show?
Lord, help me, Jesus, I'm wasted. So help me, Jesus, I know.
J.D. Stamps, fantastic. Thank you.
I had a period of my life in 1998 when I literally lived out of my car for a year, taking care of people's houses. I didn't actually have to sleep in my car. I just moved from house to house. One of the advantages of that lifestyle was the vast array of CDs and music that was available to me in each person's library as I moved house to house. And I found this CD with this song named House on it. And I was in a period where I was so longing to return to what I thought was a life that I had left, where I had a house, and yet torn between the benefits that I was feeling from this life that I was creating. And in its simplicity and its recognizing what really matters in the world, what's really important to me and to the world at large. And so this tune, House, still speaks to me today when I listen to it. It helps me remember those times and how very special they were.
Can you say a little bit more about what led you to be homeless, houseless? I guess you were a homeless person who got to live in houses. Why did you choose this? What is this to your spirit?
Well, a friend shared with me at the time that I was homeless by choice, which was very helpful. You know, I think of people who are homeless and they have not chosen that life and how much harder that must be. Where I was in my life at that point was not feeling like I had been able to make life work and live the way I wanted to live so that I could take care of other people's houses and not have bills of my own. I could create a lifestyle in the one that I wanted to live, where I had a lot of freedom and flexibility, and yet had a purpose and a mission. And it really evolved into that, now that I have taken care of houses in 8 states.
Oh, you were part of Unity at that point already, but I don't know that you were on the spiritual leader track at that point.
No, it was after a year of doing that work that I then went to Unity headquarters for more study and to work in their prayer room.
For Sandy's 5th song, we're going to play House by Elton John. The next song by Savasana, Hare Krishna. I remember hearing this song first as part of a Beatles song. What's your connection with this song? What's the history and what's it mean to you?
I connected during my time in Kansas City, where Unity's headquartered, with an Eastern monk who was of the Hare Krishna tradition. He introduced me to chanting and to the Bhagavad Gita and to their belief system. And I just found some real serenity, some deeper meditation in the use of the Hare Krishna chant. And so I wanted to include it because it really did deepen my spiritual understanding at that point on my path.
You're a religious leader, Sandy, at the Unity Christ Center. How does Hare Krishna fit into Unity Christ Center?
I believe, and the people who founded Unity believed, in the freedom to explore all traditions, all faiths, all beliefs, And so for me, it's just another path to explore, to see how each one comes together. For me, it's not a separation. It's a more of a togetherness.
My sense is that people at Unity try and practice meditation pretty regularly. What part does it play in your daily life or weekly life?
It's something I do daily. I have a CD I use with just some low background music. And sitting in the silence, usually have a candle lit. My practice includes doing that daily. And then we do a lot of meditation at church, both in our groups that we hold and our Sunday service. We have had both full days of silent meditation, and we have a 24-hour World Day of Prayer coming up, which includes meditation in September.
We have here Hare Krishna, performed by Savasana.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
next song that we have is by Peter Phippen. Why did you pick this song, and which song did you pick?
Well, I'm involved with a flute circle here in Eau Claire called Clearwater Flute Circle, and Peter is our instructor, our leader, who tries to share some of his talent with us. And Peter has put out many CDs, and again, I like to recognize local talent. The way the flute has spoke to me is, you know, it's the coming together and playing music with other people, and I enjoy that. I certainly have experienced on the flute the same kind of skills I had with the piano, in that I haven't got to near the degree of being able to play like some of the people in the group, and many times we'll share with the group, you know, I just like hanging out with you guys.
And which song did you pick out here?
It's Dancing with Cocopelli, which is a more upbeat tune.
So Dancing with Cocopelli by Peter Phippen. So, Sandy, here's another one of those diverse songs. We heard flute here, we've heard violin, we've heard a cappella, and we've heard songs that have some accompaniment. And this one is quite different. It's drums.
Yes, I think I finally found my instrument, and it's the djembe. If I've got any musical talent at all, it's in finding the rhythm and beat on the djembe. And took lessons over a four-year period once a week with a group that met at Unity. And enjoy the beat of the drum. And I find the drumming very meditative. And that once I can get into repeating the rhythm of either doing it myself or listening to it on a CD, that it's the one thing in my life that's kept me in the now more than anything I've ever used. So the drum beat, especially of the African drum.
Is there any drum music as part of the music that you have at Unity? Has that happened in your services? Some places have guitar masses and all kinds of other kinds of music. Has there been drumming as part of services at Unity?
We've had every musical instrument you could name. We've done Native American drumming with our meditation for Sunday service. We've had the djembe. This past Sunday, we had the flute circle with Native American drumming. And see that those instruments are all very much a part of spirituality and in worship.
So here we're going to have, I think the name is pronounced Olatunji from Nigeria. He's going to be performing a piece called Primitive Fire. Sandy, the next one you've picked out is by Barbara Streisand. Is she one of your favorites?
Not necessarily. Though I like this particular CD she put together, which was all songs that were spiritual. The song I picked really spoke to me because it came out at the time that I was asked to take over leadership for the church. I've been with Unity Churches for 30 years and in a leadership role for about 10. When the local community asked me if I would take on the spiritual leader's role, I heard this song for the first time, and it just spoke to me about our building, our grounds, our sanctuary, and just the whole experience of being the person in the leadership role there, and I'm so honored to have been asked to do that.
How long have you been spiritual leader there, and is that a typical role amongst Unity as opposed to being a minister? Are those different things, or are there other roles, deacons and so on?
I'm a licensed Unity teacher, and as a licensed Unity teacher, if your church does not have someone in the minister's position, you can take over leadership, which is what I did 2 years ago. And this past year, because that was going well, I applied for what they call a field license program, where at the end of 4 years I will be ordained. It's when it would be a hardship for you to leave your church to go through their 2-year program. And so they've made it a 4-year program where you stay in the field, have a mentoring minister. But yes, Unity churches are led by ministers, by licensed teachers, or by spiritual leaders.
So this song, On Holy Ground, by Barbara Streisand, talks to you about your transition to that role.
Claim it, for we are standing on.
And yes, Sandy, one of the things that's most delightful about you is your tremendous variety. And when I saw on your list this final one by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, I said, how perfect. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with drumming, with Peter Phippen, with Elton John and Elvis Presley. It's just a perfect finish. And Hare Krishna. It's a perfect finish. You picked out the song Daystar.
Yes, a song I was introduced to actually in a workshop at Unity. One of the teachers there, this was his favorite song. And we would commonly go into meditation at classes with song, and this is just such a huge orchestrated version. I love the crescendos and the voices and this huge choir coming together, and to me it felt like a great finale for what I was putting together here, and really speaks to me about my spiritual path and how broad it can be and how diverse it can be and how that has helped me grow spiritually.
So this is Daystar by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the door. Let me know. Make it right. Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Show me things I've never seen.
and make it right. Lord, I know you can.
Jesus, God, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Thank you, Sandy. We've been listening to Sandra McKinney and her songs of her soul. Thank you for coming here today, for picking out these songs and sharing with us a really important part of yourself. If people want to contact you, how could they do that?
Oh, at Unity Christ Center in Eau Claire. We're located out on the northwest corner of town at 1808 Folsom. The phone number there is 836-0010. We have a lovely peace garden where people are invited to just come and sit and meditate. Would encourage anyone to stop by at any time.
And thank you again, Sandy, for sharing with us today.
This was a joy to do. Thank you, Mark.
Song of the Soul is produced by Mark Helpsmeet. If you'd like to share your Song of the Soul with the listeners of WHYS FM radio, please contact me via my email address, helpsmeet@usa.net. That's helpsmeet@usa.net. And please join me Sundays at 11 a.m. for Song of the Soul.
You can be happy. Let in the light, it will heal you. And you can feel you and sing out a song of the soul.
And you sing this song. Why don't you sing?